smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walk with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Look around me at four gray walls that surround me, and I realize, yes, I was only dreaming. For there's a God and there's a sad old padre. On and on we'll walk at daybreak again. I'll touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree as they lay me 'neath the green, green grass of home.
Bob Simpson on Phoenix FM playing musical chains, not cheers. I nearly said cheers. Hope you're enjoying it and seeing these little links between songs. So that was The Green, Green Grass of Home by Tom Jones. That was first recorded by singer Johnny Darrell in 1965. It's a country song made popular by Porter Wagoner as well in the same year when it reached number four in the country chart in America. It was also recorded by Bobby Bear and by Jerry Lee Lewis.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let in love what I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness just great balls of fire. Kisses, baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a shoe. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. Got to my nails and I twitch on my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. And this rock is just great balls of fire.
Yeah, that's Great Balls of Fire. It's a 1957 popular song recorded by Jerry Lewis on Sun Records, and it featured in the 1957 movie Jamboree, which also featured Carl Perkins and Fats Domino.
I found my thrill.
great song. That's Blueberry Hill by Fats Domino. It was originally published in 1940 and first recorded and released by Sammy Kay on RCA Victor. It's also remembered for its 1950s rock and roll version that we just heard by Fats Domino. On the American television show Happy Days, this was Richie Cunningham's favourite song, and it broke out into song every now and again and that, if I remember rightly. Also appearing on Happy Days was this lady in the role of Leather Tuscadaro.
Our love is a lie, and so we begin foolishly laying our hearts on the table, stumbling in. Our love is a flame burning within. Now and then
Stumbling In. It's a song written by Mike Chapman and Nicky Chinn and performed by Chris Norman and Susie Quattro, who of course was Leather Tuscadero in Happy Days. Now, Chris Norman was the lead singer of the band Smokey. I think you'll know this one.
Sally called when she got the word. She said, I suppose you've heard dance. Well, I rushed to the window and I looked outside, but I could hardly believe my eyes. Some big limousine rolled up into Alice's Drive.
Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I gotta get used to not living next door to Alice.
We grew up together, two kids in the park, carved our initials deep in the bark. Me and Alice. Just for a moment, I caught her eye as a big limousine pulled slowly out of Alice's Drive.
Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I gotta get used to not living next door to Alice.
Then Sally called back and asked how I felt. She said I know how to help. Is gone, but I'm still here. You know I've been waiting for 24 years. And the big limousine disappeared.
I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. But I'll never get used to not living next door to Alice.
No, I'll never get used to not living next door to Alice.
Living Next Door to Alice. I hope you didn't put the extra words into that one. It's a song written by Nicky Chinn and Mike Chapman, originally released by our Australian band New World in 1972. The song charted at number 35 on the Australian chart and later became a worldwide hit for British band Smokey. On the American Top 40 broadcast of 26th of May 1979, Casey Kasem reported that Chapman stated that his source of inspiration for Living Next Door to Alice was Sylvia's Mother by Dr. Hook.
Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's busy, too busy to come to the phone. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's trying to start a new life of her own. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's happy, so why don't you leave her alone? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes. Says Sylvia's packing, she's gone, be leaving today. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's marrying a fella down Galveston way. Sylvia's mother says, please don't say nothing to make her start crying and stay. And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes. Says Sylvia's hurrying, she's catching the 9 o'clock train. Sylvia's mother says, take your umbrella, 'cause Sylvia, it's starting to rain. And Sylvia's mother says, thank you for calling, and sir, won't you call back again? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes.
Sylvia's Mother, 1972 single by Dr. Hook and the group's first hit song. Dennis LeCurio is the American lead vocalist and guitarist of Dr. Hook, and he was the recipient of more than 60 gold and platinum singles, gaining number one chart status in more than 42 countries. He's also a songwriter whose songs have been recorded by Bob Dylan, Crystal Gayle, BJ Thomas, Helen Reddy, Willie Nelson and Olivia Newton John.
Open your eyes and see what we're
Xanadu is the title song from the soundtrack of the 1980 film Xanadu, sung by Olivia Newton-John. It was written by Jeff Lynne of the English rock band The Electric Light Orchestra. ELO's second highest charting hit in the UK, where it peaked at number 3, and their biggest hit in the United States. After ELO's original disbandment in 1986, Jeff Lynne released two solo albums, Armchair Theatre and Long Wave. Additionally, he began producing various artists. In 1988, under the pseudonyms Otis Wilbury and Clayton Wilbury, he co-founded the supergroup Travelling Wilburys with George Harrison, Bob Dylan, Roy Orbison and Tom Petty. Shut down.
reputation's changeable, situation's terrible. But baby, you're adorable, and I'll leave it there. I'm so tired of being lonely. I still have some love to give. Won't you show me that you really care?
Everybody's got somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine and dream on.
I've been fucked up and I've been fooled. I've been loved and ridiculed in daycare centers and night schools. Sent to meetings, hypnotized, overexposed, commercialized, and only with care. I'm so tired of being lonely. I still have some love to give. Won't you show me that you really care?
Everybody got somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine and dream on.
I've been uptight and made a mess, but I'll clean it up myself, I guess. Oh, the sweet smell of success.
Let's Handle With Care by the Traveling Wilburys. It was released on October 1988 as their debut single and as the opening track of their album Traveling Wilburys Volume 1. Petty and his band The Heartbreakers often performed Handle With Care in concert, and Jeff Lynne sang it with them at the Concert for George, a tribute concert a year after Harrison's death in November 2001. Also appearing at that concert was Gary Brooker, who is the lead singer and composer for Procol Harum.
Away. When we call out for love, dream, the way.
Quite a Shade of Pale. Fantastic song, and one of the anthems of the 1967 Summer of Love. It's one of the most commercially successful singles in history, having sold more than 10 million copies worldwide. And in the years since, White as Shade of Pale has become an enduring classic, with more than 1,000 known cover versions by other artists. In 1977, the song was named joint winner, along with Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, of the Best British Pop Single 1952 to 1977 at the Brit Awards.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. Easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me. To me.
Mama just killed a man.
Mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me, for me, for me.
So you think you can stop me and spit my eyes? So you think
what a masterpiece. Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. It was released as the lead single from their fourth album, A Night at the Opera. Written by lead singer Freddie Mercury, Bohemian Rhapsody topped the UK singles chart for 9 weeks, plus another 5 weeks following Mercury's death in 1991, and remains the UK's third best-selling single of all time. In 1992, the song enjoyed renewed popularity in the United States after being featured in a scene in the film Wayne's World, in which Wayne and his friends headbang in a car to the rock part near the end of the song. Also appearing in Wayne's World was Meatloaf as Tiny, a doorman and bouncer.
Tonight, there's a man in the shadows with a gun in his eye and a blade shining no so bright. There's evil in the air and there's thunder in the sky and a killer's on the bloodshot streets. On down in the tunnel with a deadly horizon, oh, I swear I saw a young boy down in the gutter. He was starting to foam in the heat. There's gonna be some light, but I gotta get out, I gotta break it out now before the final crack of dawn. So we gotta make the most of our one night together. When it's over, you know we'll both be so alone.
Before the the gates of heaven, I'll come crawling on back to you.
Bat Out of Hell is a song written by Jim Steinman for the 1977 album Bat Out of Hell and performed by Meatloaf. In January 1979, the song was released as a single in the UK and other European countries. On a musical and thematic level, Bat Out of Hell, both the single and the album, are often compared to the work of Bruce Springsteen, particularly the Born to Run album.
Machines sprung from cages on highway 9 for wheel fuel.
to Run was Springsteen's first worldwide single release, although it achieved little initial success outside the United States. Within the US, it received extensive airplay on progressive or album-oriented rock stations. The single was also Springsteen's first top 40 hit on the Billboard Hot 100, peaking at number 23. The song ranked number 21 on the Rolling Stone list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. Upon its release, music critic Robert Christgau took note of its wall of sound influence and called it the fulfillment of everything Be My Baby was about and a lot more. Since its release, Be My Baby has been played on radio and television over 3 million times. The song was the Ronettes' biggest hit, reaching number 2 in America and number 4 in the UK. It's often ranked as among the best songs of the 1960s, and it is regarded by some as one of the greatest songs of all times. It has influenced many artists, most notably the Beach Boys' Brian Wilson, who wrote the 1964 hit Don't Worry Baby as a response to Be My Baby. We're going to hear Don't Worry Baby in a moment, but for now we've come to the end of this musical chain. So thanks for listening and hope you enjoyed the journey. So on to Don't Worry Baby. It's a song by the Beach Boys from their March 1964 album Shutdown Volume 2, written by Brian Wilson and Roger Christian. Wilson's lead vocal on the track is considered one of his defining performances, and he later referred to Don't Worry Baby as perhaps the Beach Boys' finest record. It was issued in May 1964 as the B-side of I Get Around and charted separately at number 24. Deriving from Wilson's obsession with the Ronettes' 1963 hit Be My Baby, Don't Worry Baby has a similar musical structure but different subject matter and production approach. The song was originally offered to the Ronettes but was rejected by their producer Phil Spector, leaving Wilson to produce it for his own band. Cheers now, and here it is, Don't Worry Baby. Ah,
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.